Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning. Joining me right now is our guest, John Guandolo. Should be on the line. I think he's on the line. Is he there, Tim?
He is.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Tara? It's great to be on again with you.
Absolutely. All right. So in addition to headlining, I'm very excited, our event tomorrow night out in the Jeff Lynch parking lot from 6 to 10, you're going to be the main speaker. You are also a national security expert. You have been an expert on jihad. You're an ex-FBI agent. You have your just very long and fascinating list of qualifications. You want to weigh in on anything going on in the country today?
Well, that is a pretty broad statement, but I think what I would begin with is I think that the situation is much more grave than people seem to be understanding. And I would begin with the fact that these efforts by the larger communist movement in the United States, the Islamic movement in the United States, the jihadis, and people collaborating with them and people financing them is significantly coordinated. And I think that's the part that many Americans, even people paying attention, don't seem to understand is how well coordinated the efforts are. And the efforts by patriots continues to be disjointed. And so I think that's a place to begin the discussion, is how well coordinated these efforts are. And the evidence is significant when you put it all together, but I think many people are just going through their day, doing their normal routine. And many people seem to believe that something is wrong in America and we're going down a wrong trail, but they don't understand, in my opinion, how dangerous things are right now.
One of the things that I was surprised to learn yesterday that we've had, I knew the number was high, but I didn't know it was this high. One of the Congress members, Wesley Hunt, who's former West Point grad and served our country, said over 200 terrorists under Joe Biden from the terror watch list have now made it into the country. It was about 5 a year under the last that we caught under Trump. Again, it's been 200 so far under Biden. I mean, so there's a party going on here. I mean, the world's, you know, terrorists are just coming here because they can. When I hear that, and those are just the ones we caught. So I know many more have gotten over the border. They made it. They're here. Why aren't things blowing up? If so many of them are here. And look, we even learned over the last couple of weeks in congressional testimony that our intel agencies, our Pentagon, estimate that the Afghani Taliban terrorists who are training, who are reconstituting, who will be capable of attacks within the next 6 months in at least the European theater, we expect them to be here within the next year. With all this open border, why aren't things blowing up? Why we haven't heard much from the jihadi terrorists lately? Where are they? Why are they so quiet?
So that's a great question. And the key there is, first of all, the both the communist and jihadi movements. And the reason for people listening, wondering why the focus on those two movements as opposed to some other elements that are hostile, is because at the ground level in places like Columbia, South Carolina, Greenville, Nashville, Charlotte, Miami, New York, LA, Dallas, Wichita, Kansas, Phoenix, Arizona. At the ground level, the leaders and organizations of the communist and Islamic movement work together seamlessly at the ground level. And so where the rubber meets the road in Anywhere USA, they're the ones that are behind, along with their collaborators and financiers, the issues that have got Americans very concerned, whether it's the promotion of sexual deviant behavior and communism in elementary schools, or it's the real assault on the right to keep and bear arms, or it's the assault on privacy through big tech, whatever it is, whatever the issue, it's the same core group behind it, and these hostile, very organized elements moving. And they primarily do what they do in the nonviolent realm. And violence is used to advance what they're doing when the violence is appropriate.
Well, no, wait, hold on. Let me stop you for a minute, because we're definitely seeing what you're seeing from Antifa. Absolutely. I mean, we saw it this week when they're beginning to show up and intimidate parents at school board meetings. But surprisingly, in state after state, we have seen large numbers of organized Muslim parents at the side of Christians fighting these school boards. I mean, they're in Maryland, huge numbers, marching, chanting, fighting against this pornographic material in school. We've seen it in California. We've seen it in Minnesota. We've shockingly seen it in Chicagoland. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't look like Muslims are fighting to get porn into our schools where their kids can read it. I mean, can you explain that part? Because that's been a big headline this week.
Yes. So the Islamic community is their goal is to impose Allah's divine law on everyone in the country. And so when you see, people need to understand that communist groups like Antifa, which is a Soviet era communist group, Chinese communist organizations like Black Lives Matter, which was created out of the largest Chinese Communist Front group in the United States. Those organizations are, as a matter of fact, working with the leading Islamic groups in the United States. And at the ground level, Democratic Socialists, which is a communist organization, one of the biggest, Communist Party USA, Antifa, BLM, groups like this are all working together with Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood groups in the United States. So when you see them doing something you would think would be contrary to that, you have to ask yourself, what's the play here? And the play there is they are using the public persona for reasons, for specific reasons. And in this case, it's to deepen their relationship in the interfaith through the interfaith movement with Christians and the Jewish communities, which is all a facade. But they are serious about things like pornography and that being publicly taught in schools, because you can guarantee that's not being taught in Islamic schools.
Can you name them? I'm sorry, I have to push back on that, John Guandolo, because I have not seen that. I'm pretty well informed. Can you name a Muslim group pushing pornography in schools right now?
No. I'm saying they're not.
Okay.
Saying they're not pushing because that's in violation of Islamic law. And that's why they will side and partner to literally fragment the community, because their ultimate goal is, and you can just look at what is taught to third graders and sixth graders in U.S. Islamic schools. What they teach and the ideology being taught. And by the way, there have been reports done. I mean, former CIA director Jim Woolsey, along with a number of others, published over 10 years ago a series of reports on what's being taught in U.S. Islamic school. And those doctrines are exactly what ISIS and al-Qaeda teach. But the point is that the ultimate goal is to impose Islamic law. And so in doing so, that includes fighting against things like abortion and fighting against things like pornography in schools. So they'll align themselves so it publicly looks like they're in league with Christians, but they are in fact not. As a matter of fact, the interfaith movement in the United States is the main line of effort for the communists and the jihadis, because it gets them into Jewish sectors and Christian sectors, and their whole outcome is not to actually do interfaith. They're not interested in mixing and mingling with Christians and Jews. It's all to subvert the efforts of the Christians, and that's important.
Okay, well, those parents sure look pretty pissed off to me outside their school board. They were very convincing to me across the country last few months. But let's talk about the Second Amendment, because that's what you're here to talk about. What kind of message are we going to get? Because I'm very excited about the event. What kind of message are we going to get about the Second Amendment here in South Carolina, where we have just, I mean, it is sad to watch purple states protect the Second Amendment better than we are.
Yeah, I think it comes down to a couple things, Tara, and that it begins with people's understanding of what is the basis for our law and government in the United States. And when we look at the way our system is laid out, you can read in the Declaration that the law of nature and nature's God is the moral standard for the Constitutional Republic. And if we just look at what forms the largest basis for that is natural law. You know, God's the will of God as he reveals himself in his creation. And it is a natural right for an individual to defend themselves. And it's a right that exists with or without America, with or without a constitution, with or without a declaration. So the right to defend yourself is a right that's inherent in nature. And the from both a legal and governmental standpoint, that has been understood in America since before it was created. And that is that a man, meaning mankind, men and women, have the right to defend themselves and therefore bear the tools to do so. And it's as simple as that. And so when the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment specifically, was authored, it was not creating a right. It was simply restating a right that's inherent in nature. And even the Supreme Court on numerous occasions has reiterated that. So it's not something that's up for debate and somebody can be proved wrong on this. That's the point, is that even before there was an America, that we have understood that humans, all humans, not just people in America, people in China, people in Pakistan, all have the right to keep and bear arms, but their governments are restricting those rights because they're tyrannies. And so that's what the discussion is about Saturday at the at Jeff Lynch.
Absolutely. And what we hope will be the largest event to protect our Second Amendment rights. Again, Jeff Lynch parking lot, 6 to 10. Come on out, meet me. I'll be there from 6 to 8. It's a free, family-friendly event presented by United Patriots Alliance, UnitedPatriotsAlliance.com. And we're going to have barbecue, classic rock band, Concealed Damage, and, of course, John Guandolo speaking. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98.9 WORD. Thanks, John, for joining us.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Tara Show listeners who have been on the UK Daily Mail site this morning are experiencing a profound sense of deja vu, because I called it last week. What's coming? What's happening? And I'd like to take credit for that, but I just listened to Elon Musk. I told you on Thursday that to write that date down last week, Thursday. Put it, text it to yourself so that you will look like a genius years from now when they're talking about when the collapse began. It was on Thursday. Thursday was the date, not uncoincidentally, that Elon Musk also tweeted that the collapse begins today, basically. He tweeted a Bloomberg article. It was about some boring stuff about regional banks collapsing. Probably nothing a big deal, right? Why did he announce the collapse on Thursday? He said, commercial real estate market's going to collapse it and it'll take the housing market with it. Why Thursday? Thursday was the day that the death ceiling deal passed. Not debt, death. As in death of a country, death of an economy, death of a dollar. It was the day Congress decided to just give up fighting and give in to the addiction and lock in the COVID emergency level spending for all time as the baseline. You know, the COVID emergency level spending. It was the fact that Joe Biden essentially kept it in place for the first 2 years of his presidency that gave us that jaw-dropping inflation and the even more jaw-dropping interest rates that have to follow to keep the whole scheme from spinning out of control. It's why so many Americans are suffering right now, struggling to afford food and, lodging and forget buying a home. That's now out of reach for the middle class. And so when you had Kev give in and say, Joe, you know, we're not just going to let you keep spending at COVID levels. No, we're going to take the debt ceiling off entirely, spend whatever you want. And Jeff Duncan went, what a great idea, and voted for it. And then Joe Biden went, oh, my God, I can't believe these idiots would go along with this, and signed it. That was the day Elon Musk tweeted, it's on. We're going to have a commercial real estate collapse. And I knew why he did it. Because the largest ever slug of commercial real estate loans comes due in the next year and a half, roughly. They're going to have to refi at Kev and Biden rates. Inflation's not coming down. Not for a long time. And this is going to what they voted for was the collapse of commercial real estate in this country. And with it, the collapse of the regional banking system. The regional banks will go down. Most of these hotels, even the big ones, are funded with loans from regional banks. So the regional banks are done. They also hold a lot of treasuries. So when Congress said, no, we will go out happy with a needle in our arm, main lighting the juice. And they voted to keep printing until the end, which isn't going to be too far from now. What did I tell you? I mean, I'm literally having deja vu from my own show, reading the UK Daily Mail today. Why am I having that? Hold on with the music for a minute, Tim, because I'm going to explain this. This is an important point. This is a story as big as the indictment of Donald Trump today. What happened this week? Something we've never seen before. A reputable hotel company like Hilton, big name, owned by Park Hotels, said, we can't do it anymore. We're going to walk away from our loan. We're going to abandon our hotels in San Francisco. We're going to walk away from our $725 million loan. We just not pay. We give up here, have our hotels. And everybody took it wrong. They said, San Francisco, who cares? Blue City, it's poop everywhere. Of course, they're walking away. Their main business is tourism. And everyone disregarded it. I said, no. For reputable companies like that to give up, look at the date they gave up. There's been poop and crime all over San Francisco for a couple years now, but they didn't give up, did they? Until Kev and Biden voted to throttle them with these interest rates. It made it hopeless. Why are we going to refinance a $725 million debt with what? 7% interest rate? Good freaking luck with that. And they went, we give up. We'll walk away. Well, for a company as big and reputable as them is to do that, as they are to do that, said to how many now again? I'm sorry. 30 additional properties. Yep. Headline, UK Daily Mail, 30 San Francisco hotels could stop paying loan payments as city struggles with spiking crime, rampant homelessness, and brazen drug use. What is happening? All over the country, all these commercial properties who can't make it, because guess what? The office space is only 60 to 70% full on average. It's not that way here, okay? But it's not going to matter. It's the rest of the country. They're all going, oh, wow, Hilton and Park walked away. Maybe we can walk away too with our reputations intact. There's cover in that. Plus, we can't pay the Kev interest rates. They're all having this conversation this morning as the 30 are in San Francisco. This will spread. Elon Musk nailed it. Nailed it. You're literally seeing what Musk said last week. Commercial collapse is coming. It will take the regional banks down. Who holds, in addition to their commercial real estate loans, which is going to be a disaster, who holds a lot of treasuries? Anybody know? That would be regional banks. What sunk SVB? Anybody know? Some liberal guy. He was woke. No. No. SVB in its death throes did what? Tried to dump its treasury, sell them for less than, you know, they could have gotten at maturity. Just out of desperation to raise cash. What happens when all the regional banks dump their treasuries in a desperate bid to stay afloat? Anybody know? Oh, the Chinese know. They've been investing in gold. Russians know, too. They've been investing in gold. So do the central banks all over the world. They've not only been investing in gold, they're divesting from dollars. Why? Because they saw Kev and Joe say, we're not even going to fight the addiction anymore. We're going to die in our own waste on a piece of cardboard in a drug house. Not next to a, you know, not having their last hit of heroin, as drug dealers do, but having their last hit on the printing press. And these idiots did this as we go into August when BRICS is going to take Saudi Arabia in. And the deal there is, we take you into BRICS, you stop taking dollars for oil. We are doomed. We are doomed. And this is the beginning of it. And UK Daily Mail gets it, as they often do. But we don't get it. Everyone's going to ask San Fran. I don't care. I don't live there. Oh, but you will. You will. Because this right here is all happening. 30 hotels. This is happening because they looked at the deal Kevin Biden cut and went, wow, their plan is permanent 6 to 9% inflation, permanent printing press, so permanent interest rates, we give up. I mean, who could refi at that? Again, the largest tranche ever in U.S. history of commercial real estate loans, that's hotels, offices, retail, comes due in the next 1.5 years. And Kev and Biden went, you know what? We'll just, instead of having them refi it at 3, we'll have them refi it at 7. Or 8 or 9 or something. I don't know. We'll just print, whatever. We don't do math. We just print money. That's where we are. We could have stopped it. And so, folks, that's why I told you, write this date down last week. This is the beginning of the economic collapse. Right there, so you'll know. And you can impress all your friends when you explain to them. Because when the collapse comes, the Democrats will blame the Republicans and Putin, and the Republicans will blame the Democrats. It'll go round and round. But you'll know, you'll know. It was that vote. It was Kev and it was Biden. They voted for the death of the dollar. Oh, and the banking system. Oh, and the commercial real estate system. Probably the home real estate system too. Oh, and the regional banks. And ultimately, probably the dollar. Oh, JP Morgan Chase, by the way, is just out with this new warning from the JP Morgan Chase behemoth of the trend of what? Oh, de-dollarization. Yes, that's gaining steam as central banks around the world unload their what? U.S. dollar holdings. Would you hold on to that piece of crap? I mean, Kevin Biden have voted. They're just going to keep spending like it's a COVID emergency, even though it's not a COVID emergency. And they're going to take, you know, the interest rates that go with it. You're not going to hold those dollars. You'd have to be crazy. Are you nuts? And they're like, no. What are they buying? Gold. You're buying gold. Let's argue some more about Trump's indictment, shall we? One of the things I love to do, because it's an exercise in mind control, you can literally see the propaganda in real time. I love to go to Google. It only works on your phone. You ever download that search bar on your phone? I do this for my own amusement. And you click the bar. You don't type anything in. You just click the cursor. And it'll pull up the 10 most popular searches right now. Okay. We just busted, not Hunter, but Joe Biden taking bribes. He got $5 million. Natfool is so confident in laws never applying to him. Did you see what he did yesterday? He laughed in the face of the GOP bringing that forward. They got it from the FBI, by the way. They didn't just, you know, pick it up in an alley somewhere. They went to see it in an FBI skiff. Does Joe care? Oh, heck no. He mocked them. And now this is radio, so I can't show you the smirk on his face. But when actually confronted about that by a real reporter, and by the way, he got a lot of, had a lot of reporters yesterday asking about the bribery. And they initially tried to play the music over the reporters and announced some Pentagon talking head was coming out. But Joe actually stopped and he did respond because he wanted to smirk. Take a listen to what that sounded like.
The bribery allegation, Congresswoman Nancy Mace says there's damning evidence in the FBI file that you sold out the country. Do you have a response to congressional Republicans?
Where's the money? I'm joking.
Mr. President,
it's a bunch of malarkey.
Mr.
Where's the money? Actually, Republicans know, and they currently have subpoenas out to the banks holding the records. And so in an absolutely savage response by Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina, she actually said that, you know, we don't consider bribery to be very funny, even though he was laughing. She says, POTUS, we don't find selling out your country funny. Prove us wrong by releasing you and your family's unredacted bank records. The FBI can't protect you forever. Ouch. And then she listed all the records they're currently trying to get by subpoena that Joe is hiding. It's where he's hiding $5 million. And it includes Owasco, Seneca Global Advisors, Rosemont Seneca Partners, Rosemont Seneca Principal Investments, all Hunter's cutouts. She said, release him. I mean, folks, you know what I mean? If Joe took the $5 million, as the FBI documents say he did, we got his tax records. He didn't pay taxes on it. He didn't report it. He didn't pay taxes on it. So, wow, that's money laundering right there. That's a felony. And he's just mocking them. He's just mocking them from the podium. Anyway, you would think that would make the top 10 Google searches in this country because it's very interesting, but it did not. No, no. What's the number one search right now? Comedian Jocelyn. Chia joke. Number two, Pope Francis abdominal surgery. That's some safe reading for you. They're promoting that. Two more on Russia. Another one on Putin because they want you to think he's a bad guy. Elon Musk. Something about a vegan crunch wrap at Taco Bell. And then what's the rest? Las Vegas police. Las Vegas police. Do you hear this story? It broke almost simultaneously with the Trump indictment yesterday. So weird. And it is a wild one. It was a local one out of Las Vegas. Did you hear about this? It's kind of nuts. Okay, so, and it comes with video. There's police out there patrolling the streets of Las Vegas, right? So they got the body cams on. This is all the rage. Everybody's talking about this. And they record what looks like a UFO falling out of the sky. I mean, it is weird, okay? And it's on the body cam. Las Vegas police have since released a clear image of it. They get this call from this family, very nice immigrant family, who claims an a UFO just landed in their backyard and aliens got out. And the aliens are looking at them. And then there's body cam audio from the police showing up almost apologetically like, hey, we weren't even going to respond to your 911 call claiming you saw aliens in your backyard, but we saw the UFO fall. So that's why we're here. We want to know what it was. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know if this UFO stuff's real, not real. I don't know. I did a podcast this week, one of my best, by the way, on Battleground, explaining that folks in Congress do believe it's real. They are literally on a bipartisan basis trying to get the alien craft and the alien bodies. No joke. If you watch the hearings, you can see it's crazy. They don't think this is nuts at all. In fact, they think the Pentagon's withholding it. So have you noticed whenever something really bad for Joe breaks, or most specifically the FBI, all of a sudden we're talking about aliens, and they're like showing up in people's backyards. Anyway, the audio from it at KLAS is absolutely wild. And they have the audio of the police call, and they've got all of it. And so that's been a big story. I'm going to play a little bit of it for you so that you can just hear this. But this has the whole country. Here, let me pull this up. Here we go.
A family says something crashed into their backyard, prompting them to call 911, saying they saw creatures walking around.
Our 8 News Now investigators digging into this for weeks now, and tonight our David Charnes with the video you will only see on 8 News Now. David?
Brad, Denise, sources telling the 8 News Now investigators that several agencies believe something landed or crashed. Whether it was non-humans or not, it certainly scared the people living on this property. Now, before we show you that video, listen to their call for help.
There's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
Okay, where is this on your property?
In my backyard. I swear to God, this is not a joke. This is actually weird. We terrified of it.
So there's two people or two subjects that are in your backyard?
Correct, and they're very large. They're okay. Like 8 foot. 9 feet, 10 foot, I don't know. They look like aliens to us. Big eyes, they have big eyes,
okay.
like I can't explain it. And big mouth. They're shiny eyes and they're not human. They're 100% they're not human.
Okay.
Well, the 8 News Now investigators obtaining video as officers then responded to the call you just heard. You'll see the officers also saw something in the sky that night, but the big question is, what was it, and is it all connected?
Leave her alone.
It's almost midnight on May 1st when a Las Vegas Metro Police officer's body cam catches this, something flashing low in the sky.
911 emergency.
Minutes later,
there's like an 8-foot person beside it, and another one's inside, and it has big eyes and looking at us, and it's still there.
So,
okay, let me get straight. So this happened May 1st, and all of a sudden, the Las Vegas PD wants you to know they have UFO falling footage, complete with 911 space alien in the back. All of a sudden, when this break again, yesterday afternoon. Oh, so like as the Republicans were leaving the skiff, having viewed the evidence of Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, Joe Biden taking $5 million in a bribe. That's when it broke. Oh, yeah, cool. That's when it went nationwide anyway. Weird. It's just all weird. Okay, I want everybody to remember what the standard, the legal standard is for Hillary Clinton. You know, remember James Comey admitted under oath when he was the head of the FBI. You know, did she and Huma Abedin have, they committed some crimes. Not a big deal, really, though. Because no reasonable prosecutor would ever. Go after them, said Comey.
But I do not see evidence that is sufficient to establish that Secretary Clinton or those with whom she was corresponding both talked about classified information on email and knew when they did it, they were doing something that was against the law. My conclusion was and remains, no reasonable prosecutor would bring this case. And so I know that's been a source of some confusion for folks.
Remember the standard in that law, it didn't matter if you knew or didn't know. It didn't at all. It was negligence. But he figured he didn't know that, so he lied to you. So tell me again, what's the standard for Trump? Shouldn't it be no reasonable prosecutor, right?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.